Okay.
Are you on?
Yes, she's.
Yeah, I already checked.
Yep. Okay. All right, welcome back. It's 9:50. We are now moving into the facilities budget presentation, so we're just a few minutes behind schedule. If you're not on the budget committee, let's just go around the room and state your name for the record. We'll start back here with Josh.
Josh Johnson, Library.
Tony Summers, HR.
Rick McVee, HR.
Lynette Mills, Library. Yep.
Ellen Peterson, Library.
Matt Doss, Library.
Marina Brito, HR.
Kendallin Harris.
And Lane Rose with Facilities.
So apologize, we are just a few minutes behind, but we'll catch up. Lane's going to go through Facilities and we'll hit Library next.
We'll do this really quick. So I'm just going to go over our additional requests. And I'm going to start actually with, I don't know why ranking's off, I guess, a little bit, but number 9 and 10, everything beyond 10 and beyond is utility request, and this is the first year we started this. For those that aren't aware of, the facilities used to get part of their allocation, covered all the utilities for all the buildings. We have now put that back in the department's account for this year, and so some of the estimated projections got off a little bit, and this is to make this whole. And what we did this year was actually take 12-month actuals, so from August this year to last August, because there's fluctuations in heat and gas and cooling and electric. And so basically from 10 on, this is just holding up our projections on utilities for all the departments. Any questions regarding that? So hopefully next year we're even closer. We feel like we might need to do some budget change at the end of the year because some of these accounts got off. Basically, we dispersed the big facilities utility, and we tried to disperse that out to all the departments, make it fair in some of the numbers in some of the departments. These are actuals. Not much we can do, just how much their electric bills were. So
Dustin wants to be able to see his every month, but it sounds like you can.
So this kind of was the point why we did this last year, is to put it, it's actually in there, and they actually have to approve. We as facilities pay the bills, but they have to actually approve them. So
yeah, so it's in there for Dustin to see. Now, I'm not sure if he just wasn't aware of the access, or maybe he doesn't have quite all the access to see the detail of the account, but the expenses are now back where they should be. So Dustin and anybody can see, hey, utilities are up, why, and he'll figure out if we have a short somewhere, if we're losing water somewhere or something.
And I think that was a problem is like, so last year, you know, 2024, we just told them, here's your allocation. This includes your utilities. Now we're actually, these are your utility bills. And some of those numbers, he probably got a discount for a couple of years. Now now his actual cost is going up. And so that's what he's seeing.
But. Thank you.
Okay, so then the rest, I want to point out too, 1 through 9, actually, I'm actually only requesting two changes to our operationals, and that's number 2, uniforms and linen. This is the cost of, for my guys to get uniforms and their shirts, the cost of that, like everything's gone up, and we max that out every year, so we're asking for an additional $1,900. We did have a new employee with the Western Sports Park. A couple items like that affect that, so another $1,900. And number 10 right there, operational supplies. This is our custodian supplies. This is all your toilet trees and soap and cleaning. Those have continued to rise over the past 5 years, and so that stays ahead of that. The rest of these requests are more either capital or however you want to define them, and other needs, so I'll go over those. Number 6 up there, our line item. This, we talked about this in my state of facilities. This is I'm requesting an additional $50,000 to replace some aging out and dying landscape throughout the county. I'm also doing this with the library as well. We've gone, this has been like a 5-year plan through design and water savings and some COVID dollars and redoing some landscape. And this is kind of final stage. Getting design right now to create some facility standards as far as plantings and all our new projects, and this will help us next year start replacing plants that are more sustainable. Number 8 line item there, our egress lights on the west side of the building. This is going out between the library and the Avid building. These bases have rotted out from all the salt and corroded out, and we have actually replaced the egret, the same lights up front here 2 years prior, so we're asking for some money to do those as well. This is just for some light bollards.
Which one is that one?
Number eight.
Eight.
For $10,000.
Got it, thank you.
Another ask we're asking for, we talked about this a little bit in our state of facilities, 3 ice machines for this building. Ice and water is kind of a morale thing around here, and a lot of people like it, and we have continually, they're just limping these ice machines along, and they've reached their use about an 8 to 10 year lifespan, going on about 15 years.
They seem to be a property right.
Yeah, ice and water, it's meet at the water cooler in the morning. And Bob mentioned maybe we prioritize and only the third floor gets a new one. I'll say the budget committee said we only get one. We can break it out, and actually, the priority would be the first floor. That's the heaviest and hardest used one.
Yeah.
If we wanted to prioritize that out, there are some options. There's some cheaper options. People do love the nugget ice. Again, this isn't a necessity. This is a nicety, but a lot of people like those. Building grant. This is actually directly should come out of tourism funds. This is to increase their buildings and grounds maintenance. We just built a new 120,000 square foot building. We feel like their portion of filters, belts, motors, all those costs are going to increase with this new facility. So we're asking for an additional 20,000 there. And last but not least, this was just a communication for our elevators. Needs to increase. Well, part of that, actually, the next one, 13, we have 3 new elevators down at the Western Sports Park. We need to get them on our annual service contracts. This keeps us in code compliance. And so some of that, number 12, was also communication. They have to communicate and be able to call out when there's someone trapped in there. And so that's our cost of communication.
Did some of those come, Park, Scott? Do those come from tourism?
Those dollars should come, their allocation should increase.
Yeah, so we've got the expenses, but then the allocation on the revenue side is where it gets paid.
Thank you.
So those shouldn't be general fund increases. Those are actually allocated directly to those departments.
Thank you.
If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So really, my 2 increase to my operations is my uniform and my operations. And 1 is to the new employee, and just increased over the years. We constantly bouncing off the bottom and telling guys not to order till next year, and I don't want to get caught up in $1,900. We probably ought to just do that. So, any questions for me? Did that in less than 10 minutes.
Good presentation. I don't have any questions.
Pretty straightforward for me.
I constantly am trying to minimize my allocations. No one likes allocation of expense, and so we're obviously trying to minimize and keep things costs as minimal as possible for everybody. So, and a lot of the cap, or what you call capital, or those ongoing that Jeff mentioned about parking lots, HVAC, lighting, those are burdened by the departments themselves. So,
I just have 2 quick things. So, 1, an administrative item. So, last year we transferred $8 million out of capital projects into the library, or excuse me, into the animal care fund, the operating fund, for the purposes of building the building. I don't know why we would have transferred it into the library operating. Excuse me, I keep saying library because Josh is here. We didn't give it to Josh, we gave it to him. So my intention would be to transfer that money back out of animal care, back into capital projects, so that the building can be built out of capital projects, so that Lane and his group can have complete transparency over everything that's going in and out of there. So we're not going to change the total amount that's going to be authorized as an expense, just out of which fund it's coming from. The second one, as we go through the allocations this year, we're looking at all the allocations. One of the things I want to do is with Lane is to go back and just set a time frame and say, okay, everything for this coming year is going to be based off of this 12-month period, and so that we'll have actual expenses and we'll roll that forward year after year. So you know, we may just say from July till June, this year is what we're going to bill you, next year is your allocation, and then we'll adjust those allocations going forward. That way the departments have stability in what they're going to be charged, so they can see it in advance, and they'll know a year in advance what they're going to be charged.
Seems and then, more accurate.
Yeah, that way if we overestimate now, they don't get credit, do we credit them back, you know, for the underspending that we did, and it just gets really complex. So I think going back and looking at a prior year actuals or prior time period actual, use that for the next year's allocation, we'll always catch up. You know, because if I undercharge this year, well, the actuals will be higher, and I'll add that to the allocation next year. So I think that's just an easier methodology for everybody, makes it more predictable for the library and anybody else with allocations to know what they're going to get.
Yeah, I'd really like to sit down with you and your team the first of the year and
dive
into allocation.
Sounds like everyone's eager for that.
Yeah. Yep. So I think that'll be a good way to do it. Okay, that's all I have.
Great.
Lane, thank you.
Thank you, guys.